Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
This is Boogie. Arlene's here. Hello, Arlene.
Hello, good morning.
And Marty's over there. Hi, Marty.
Hi, morning.
And we're talking about the taxi service of Mum and Dad.
Yep.
Last week, Tina Park, this lad took unwell. They had to phone his parents, who had to then jump in the car and come pick him up at Strathallan Castle. That's hard enough, you know, if you were from Edinburgh or whatever. His parents had to come from Hull.
Oh,
Hull's miles and miles and miles away. It's about 2.5 hours past Newcastle.
Oh, blimey.
To get to Hull. But they jumped in the car and they drove all the way up through the night to pick him up. Because that's what parents have to
do. Of course it is, yeah.
So what's the most ridiculous thing you've had to do to pick up your kids in terms of distance or in terms of what time of day it was? Big Rab, hi, pal!
Hi! My cousin Ronnie got a phone call for his father-in-law. He was on holiday with the kids. He says, can you pick me up at the airport? He went, aye. What airport? He says, the Charles de Gaulle. He went, what? He had to pick him going to France because that was when, remember, that volcano erupted.
Hold on a minute. Was this from Edinburgh?
Aye.
Can you pick me up at the airport?
Aye.
Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris.
In Paris. They arranged the ferries, everything. Ronnie drove there and his brother-in-law drove back.
That, we're not going to beat that, are
I don't
we?
Think so.
Driven to Paris to pick up the kids.
Aye.
Yeah, I remember the volcano. It was about 5 years ago, wasn't it?
The flights were going to be pinging for days, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
And he went away there, picked him up. No bother.
See ya. So we got Mary in South Queens Ferry. What are you saying, Mary?
I wanted to pick up a son. I was told was to pick him up at Bampton, which isn't very far to Queens Ferry, when he was actually in Linlithgow.
How did he manage to get that so wrong?
He'd had a couple of sherries. to say I was a wee bit upset is an understatement.
I mean, being in Queensferry, it's almost the opposite way, isn't it?
And it was like, I was like, oh.
What time of day was this?
It was about 2:30 in the morning.
Did you then, after you discovered he was in Linlithgow, did you then go and pick him up in Linlithgow?
No, I told him to get a taxi and I would pay it.
What?
I just was like, I can't handle it. I can't, because I actually, if I'd had when he picked him up in Linlithgow, I would be in the Cotton Vale now.
Not Morton Hall, that's a crematorium.
He would have been in Morton Hall.
Yeah, your Cotton Vale is what you meant, yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
See
bye.
Ya, bye-bye. Anne from Juniper Green, what are you saying, Anne?
My son's 21 now, but when he was about 16, he got really into cycling. And he would cycle places, it would drive us mad with worry. And he had injured tendons that used to get quite damaged when he was out because he pushed it too far. So twice I've had to pick him up from somewhere far away. The first time was Carlisle.
And you're where again?
Juniper Green.
I'm in Edinburgh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the second time was the Isle of Arran.
Did you have to get a ferry across to pick him up?
Well, no, I didn't do that. I made him hobble with the bike and his pal to the ferry to Campbelltown. And I drove from here to Campbelltown, which is about 3 hours. And then when I got there, he was so cheeky to me because he wouldn't admit that it was his fault that he'd injured himself, but I nearly dropped him off and looked Kilpet. I was so angry.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mum of the Year award goes to you.
I think so.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day, Anne.
Haven't named him because he'll kill me.
Right, have a great day, Anne.
Cheers,
see
bye.
See ya, bye-bye.